a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning and welcome to Senate Health and Human Services. Welcome to our internet listeners. Just as a reminder, if anyone is going to provide testimony, I would ask you to please sign in on the sheet. I will also ask you to silence your cell phones. And we have a page, two pages present. I'd ask you to come to the microphone, introduce yourself, say where you're from, and if you have any plans for after graduation. And just for the internet audience, today is Bowtie Friday, and our page here is wearing a yellow shirt with a fluorescent green sparkly bow tie. So he is bringing lots of sunshine and glow on a very cold day in Pierre. Come forth.
My name is Alex McClary. I'm from Elk Point. My plan is to attend University of Hawaii for bioengineering.
Oh, my. Hawaii in January. That's a great thought.
Oh, my name is JC Jessup, and I'm from Pierre, and I'll be attending SDSU next year.
Go, Jacks. Way to go. Thank you. With that, I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Bradford?
Here.
Curd? Jensen?
Here.
Kerabs?
Here.
Rampelberg?
Here.
Sohold?
Here.
Hunhoff?
Here.
There is a quorum.
Thank you. With that, I would entertain a motion for the minutes for the last meeting.
Second.
Moved by Senator Rampelberg, seconded by Senator Jensen. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. All in favor?
Aye.
Nay. Motion carried. Thank you. Minutes are approved. With that, we do have one change, actually two changes to our agenda. House Bill 1044, which authorizes limited cosmetology services outside of a licensed salon or booth, is being deferred to next Wednesday. The proponents had a personal to suspend the rules in order to introduce a bill and get it down to the floor from the Department of Public Safety. And so because the deadline has passed for department introduction, I would entertain a motion to suspend the rules at this time for this introduction.
Madam Chair.
Senator Sohold.
Madam Chair, I would move suspending the rules at this time.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Just a discussion. Again, this is for a bill that has to do with EMTs in their provision of services in putting an oral airway to keep the airway open. It's a procedure that they've been doing, and so that's what we'll just discuss to give you a little bit more introduction. So the motion is to suspend the rules. It requires a two-thirds. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Curd? Jensen?
Aye.
Krebs?
Here. Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
There is a quorum.
Two-thirds. Motion carried. With that, Senator Soholt?
Yes, I would like to make a motion that we move this bill request down to the floor of the Senate for first reading and committee assignment.
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Soholt, second by Senator Krebs, to move this bill to the floor for assignment to committee. And as I said, what it has to do is to allow the use of this airway by emergency medical technicians. They're already doing this in the field, but it's not been codified. So with that, the motion is then to send to the floor. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you. It will go to the floor. With that, we will start with our bill hearings. We will start with Senate Bill 89, which repeals certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding the Medical Department of the National Guard. Would proponents please come forward? Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chairperson and members of the committee. I'm Steve Harding. I'm the Deputy Secretary for the Department of the Military, and I'm here to ask for your support for Senate Bill 89. Senate Bill 89 is an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding the Medical Department of the National Guard. South Dakota Codified Law 33-3-26 states, the medical department of the National Guard shall consist of such officers and units of such department as shall be authorized by the President of the United States and the Secretary of Defense, and such medical department shall be organized, offered, and equipped in accordance with the rules and regulations prescribed by the Secretary of Defense. Currently, there is no medical department in the South Dakota National Guard. The South Dakota National Guard has authorized specific force structure allocations from the National Guard Bureau. Currently, the South Dakota Army National Guard has two medical units. The medical command comprised of 50 soldiers and the 730th Medical Company comprised of 78 soldiers. The South Dakota Air National Guard has the 114th Medical Group comprised of 53 airmen. The repeal of South Dakota Codified Law 33-3-26 eliminates an outdated provision that does not reflect the current composite of the medical structure within the South Dakota National Guard. The repeal of this law does not inhibit the medical support or response capabilities of the South Dakota National Guard. Your support of this measure is greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents? Any proponents? Seeing none, do any members have any questions for Mr. Harding? Okay. Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents? Last time opponents. Seeing none, I will close this hearing to public testimony and open it up for discussion and or action.
Move to pass.
Second.
Moved by Senator Jansen, do pass Senate Bill 89, seconded by Senator Rampelberg. Any comments to that motion?
Nope.
Hearing none, the vote before you is do pass on Senate Bill 89. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Soholt? Hunhoff?
Aye.
Six.
Yes.
One excuse.
Senate Bill, I can't move my page, I'm sorry. Senate Bill 89 is passed and we'll go down to the floor.
Madam Chair?
Senator Krebs.
I request a consent motion for Senate Bill
89. Second.
It's been moved and seconded for consent for Senate Bill 89. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senate Bill 89 goes to consent.
Was that Jensen?
Yes.
Okay, with that, we will now move to House Current Resolution 1005, which urges Congress and the President to secure blessings of life and liberty for our posterity. Good morning and welcome, Senator Van Gerpen.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Former Check Day Queen.
Oh,
we didn't know that.
Just a couple years back. Good morning, members of the committee. Bill Van Gerpen, State Senator, District 19 in Tyndall. I bring before you this morning House Concurrent Resolution 1005. All of us have a great appreciation for children. It just amazes me as we sit in the Senate, on the Senate floor, and the youth of students of our state are introduced, just a big smile goes across the entire Senate. And I think that reflects the attitude we all have about our youth. This particular resolution acknowledges that we need to recognize our youth, but also our unborn children as well, because those children, in essence, are youth that have not gone through that process of birth yet. And so, whereas South Dakota codified law states that a child conceived but not born is to be deemed an existing person so far as many may be necessary for its interests and in the event of subsequent birth, the concurrent resolution goes on to add that whereas our children and preborn children are our posterity, and whereas our most important blessing is the right to live, and whereas the right to live of all innocent persons is a God-given and unalienable right. And so we're urging the Congress and the President of our country to immediately provide preborn children what we believe are their appropriate protections under the Fifth and the 14th Amendment. That's the essence of this proposed resolution. And so I bring it before you. I think if you've read history, there are many, many examples of individuals who tell their story that their mothers at one time had considered an abortion, but fortunately declined not to have one. And those people, of course, are so grateful. And so our focus here is to ensure that those unborn children have an opportunity to be born and the right to live. Madam Chair, I think there are others that are probably more eloquent proponents of in their presentation of this particular resolution, so I want to set aside and let them speak. And I urge your passage. And I will stand by for any easy questions.
Thank you, Senator. With that, are there other proponents for HCR 1005? Good morning and welcome to the committee.
Good morning, Madam Chair and committee members. I'm Dale Barcher, registered lobbyist for the Family Heritage Alliance Option Action. We rise in support of this resolution, 1005. The resolution, we believe, is constitutionally affirming, and it also reflects the heart of many of your South Dakota friends and constituents. Speaking of the value of life, Pope Benedict XVI rightly said, and I quote, "At the origin of every human being, there is not something haphazard or by chance, but a loving plan of God." We believe this sincerely. We believe that this resolution supports life, a preborn life, and our beautiful children of this great state. We respectfully ask your support of this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Other proponents for HCR 1005. Good morning and welcome to the committee.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Debbie Pease, and I'm the registered lobbyist for South Dakota Right to Life. We ask for your support for HCR 1005 because it aligns very closely with our South Dakota Right to Life mission statement, which states, "The legal protection of the right to life of innocent human beings is the basic issue upon which all other issues of human rights and justice depend. It is the pivotal human rights issue today, because once we abandon the basic democratic principle of equality, that all human beings deserve the protection of the law, no matter what their size, their age, or their degree of dependency, then the rights of all of us are less secure. HCR 1005 urges Congress and the President to provide appropriate protection to our preborn children. And we urge you to send HCR 1005 to the Senate floor. Thank you.
Thank you. Other proponents for HCR 1005, good morning and welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee, South Dakota. Rita Hoglum, South Dakota Eagle Forum. We request your favorable support for this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Other proponents? Good morning and welcome to the committee.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Travis Benson, Catholic Diocese of Sioux Falls. We support this resolution and respectfully ask that you support it and bring it to the floor for a full discussion. Thank you.
Any other proponents for HCR 1005? Any other proponents? Are there questions for the proponents? No questions. Are there any opponents to HCR 105? Any opponents? Opponents. Seeing none, I will close this hearing to public testimony and open it up for discussion and or action. Senator Rampelberg. It's been moved by Senator Rampelberg, do pass on HCR 1005, seconded by Senator Jensen. Any comments on that motion? No comments. The motion before the committee is do pass HCR 1005. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bradford?
No.
Curd?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Sohold?
No.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Five yes, two no.
Thank you. HCR 1005 has passed and we'll go on to the floor. Well, that concludes our activity for today. We're getting really efficient here. So I say thank you to the committee, and we'll see you next week on Wednesday. At that time, we will have three bills for you. So see you on Wednesday. Have a safe weekend. Thank you. Yeah, I'm gone. All right, moved by Senator Krebs. I'm sorry, Senator Jensen. I was so excited we were done. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you.